W8FU. Good morning. Good morning. I'm getting ready for the morning drive. I have to come up with a subject. Oh, I know. Did you think we got enough rain this year? KPP. Yeah, it's not the craziest one I remember, but it's been a bit. Meanwhile, out west, they're having droughts and fires, so go figure. Anyhow, just been on the road for a while. I wouldn't say road raging, but I've just been kicked off at the drivers in front of me. Had two people going five under, locked together, and the only two lanes going north. Like, you know, just when you think one would just sneak ahead of the other so you'd get ahead of one of them, then they'd slow down and the other one would speed up, and, you know, it just locked in at five under. Oh, so I was yelling so much, I didn't get on the radio for quite a while on my drive this morning. Yeah, that's one thing I did notice. You know, I've been on this side of the state, like, for a long time, and this side of the state versus the west side of the state, they actually stop for yellow lights over there. They respect fire trucks, they respect ambulances, they respect choo-choo trains, you know. Police cars, things like that, on the west side of the state. And over here, it's like, you know, yellow means five more cars can go, and red means two more cars can go. So it took the zone a long time to get used to that. So, yeah, it's definitely all kinds of progressive drivers over here. Yesterday, I had some young girl, I'm sure she was under 20s, I mean, there literally was a foot between my car and her car. She wanted to go. So it's definitely a different class of drivers. Well, I might be one of the aggressive ones. Because like I said, I was angry at two people going five under. I think they're more of a menace than people going the speed limit. And I wanted to go over, you know, let's be real. I didn't want to do the speed limit. But I didn't want to be going under the speed limit. That was making me angry. Anyhow. So, normally I'm pretty chill when I drive, but these two just seem like they were in concert. They must have had GMRS radios. We're talking back and forth with one another about messing up my plans.
You're driving a car with all those antennas on it, right? Maybe they thought you were an undercover policeman or something, too.
God, I don't know. That hasn't happened very often, but I think these two were just in some sort of subconscious lock state. And the roads we were on were, you know, particularly susceptible to that. So, anyhow, whatever. I blew past them finally. Got my brake. One of them turned finally after about 4 miles, and it was the brake I needed. So what am I going to do this morning? I don't know. Am I going to get my coffee? Don't know if I'm feeling it this morning.
Yeah, sure. It'll help you chill. You know, you fix one problem before you have your procedure, and you go in there and you'll have another. You'll be all stressed out and go, oh, Mr. Sean, we can't work on you because your blood pressure is too high. So, I know. I get that way, too. So, well, my stress is usually sometimes related to work because people just do some stupid things. It just amazes me. So, I played around with All-Star 3 last night, installed that on one of my little pie stars. I think I got it figured out. You know, there's a few more different things there. I couldn't get the little radio box to respond to it, but finally I just went to that Sherry Pie website and I copied some of his configurations and I finally got the little box to listen to it, so that was pretty good, but I still haven't got it perfected. I'm still talking in my little Dell Weiss box, that little 3040 that I built, so that seems to be pretty happy. And what else do I have to do with ham radio? Still got to get my antenna up. I got to get one of the kids from work over here that's on Scared of Heights. I measured it. It's about 18 feet, so I'm not going to 18 feet. So I thought I did put it up in one spot, but there's just too many trees that block it. So where I want to put it, it's like a direct shot to the 2.6 repeater. So plan on getting that up, and I have to kind of hide in the backyard too, because I live in one of those HOAs that somebody will complain if I put it where it really would be the best. But other than that, not too much. So just been thinking with all of the UHS stuff. It's kind of fun.
I was just thinking I should buy a bucket truck, and then in retirement, that's what I could do. Just rent out my bucket truck. Those 18-foot jobs would be easy peasy.
Oh, yeah. That would be kind of cool, too. I'm going to start pushing this little marine thing, too. I'll let you know how it goes. I mean, no radio work, you know. Hey, it's good or it's broke type thing. So right now I just got, you know, a handful of friends, a little boat club over there in Algonac. And I'm sure one can lead to another, to another, to another. But, you know, basically check the power, check the reflective power. So there's a lot of these guys that just put their own antennas in. And, you know, the one guy said that, you know, he couldn't transmit more than a mile or so. And I said to him, I said, well, I'm sure your antenna's shorted. So I got me one of those little $50 Aztec, whatever it's called, analog meters. That should be good enough for boat stuff. And I'm just going to go start doing that for them. You know, of course, it's all freebie stuff.
Yep. No, there's a definite need. I've done more than a few over the years. You know, people say, hey, don't you know this stuff? And can you look at this? And almost invariably, they're shorted or open connectors. And some of the work I've seen, it's like, oh my God, it's terrible. Used to be a place, Seaview Electric. I don't know if it's even still there. There was a ham. I almost remember his call. YOJ, was it? Anyhow, he worked there. And they specialized in that. But I don't know that people think to take their stuff in. There's some place like what's the name of the big place? West Marine or whatever. Do they have that service available? I'm sure for a cost.
So I think they're just in the sales business, you know. But, you know, like I was telling all these boaters, and like I said, they're all friends of mine, you know, and one of them I work with. You know, I was telling them, you know, their common response is, oh, I got my cell phone. And I said to them, I said, well, you know, if you need the sheriff's department or if you need the helicopter, you need the Coast Guard, they're not going to screw around with dialing phone numbers. They're going to call you on channel 16 and go, where are you? And, you know, it's like instant communications, you know, especially with, you know, your Marine Patrol out there. I'm sure you've tuned their radios up, and St. Clair's Marine Patrol out there. You know, you need help. All you got to do is say, hey, I'm in trouble here, and, you know, they answer you right away. So I just think that, you know, even though everybody looks at it like it's kind of antiquated, I just think, okay, you've got it. Most every boat has got it in there. You know, why not make sure it works? You know, it makes things a lot easier.
Well, it's kind of like everything else. With the advent of cell phones, and everybody has them, and there's so many of them, you know, and the systems are so well built out, they have not reduced the need, but they've, you know, that's certainly a method now we can use. You know, we used to have for medical, you know, I used to call the ambulance, used to call into the ER on VHF. Remember the old Hearn system? I'm sure you do. You know, the state is still requiring VHF. And while that may make perfect sense in the rural areas, you know, we've got so many alternatives here. They prefer calling in or using or using, you know, one of their apps that they've got for that, you know, the 800 radio. There's a million ways to do it. So currently working trying to get them to modify their rules so that VHF is no longer required and make it, you know, make it a primary and a secondary plus phone. And then you can pick what your secondary is. It doesn't necessarily have to be VHF, which in this area is kind of, you know, is kind of, it's not used, you know, so anyhow, that's all, you know, it's, radio is primary, but, you know, maybe we're in a day and age where you can make the other stuff secondary. And I'm a big proponent of radio, don't get me wrong, but got to be realistic, too.
Yeah, I agree. Well, all my experience is rural. I never did any city stuff. It was all rural. And, yeah, we had, I think you knew the technology, and I talked about it before. We had what was called pack rats on our truck. And those things were amazing. I mean, you know, it was basically a little dual-channel HT, one channel talked back to the base and the county, and the other channel talked to the hospital. And the ambulance was basically the repeater. And that system worked really, really good. But, you know, there were cell phones at the time, but there was no technology, you know, to do any of that stuff. By the time I started getting out of it, they were getting to the point where they could transmit EKGs and stuff on some of the cell phone stuff, but that wasn't as cool as they thought it was going to be. So, but I just watched, you know, these big monster boxes started showing up in these ERs. And, but like I said, it was booty, booty, booty. You know, sometimes it would be, you know, like nothing for us to drive 10 miles to get to a call. So, but out there, you know, it was what, 155, 340 or something like that. So, but yeah, we used to use that stuff a lot. But that was many, many years ago.
Roger. What the heck is he doing here? One of our captains is here. He knows I'm an Ohio State fan. He was a big lineman for U of M back when they were kicking our arse in the 90s. Back more in my era. We always joke about it. But why is he here? All right, I'm at work. I got to go see what's going on here and find out why Doherty's here.
I get a chance about football. I got to tell you about my cousin or my nephew sometime. He's starting junior year, and he signed with Northwestern. And I got to tell you a Michigan story about him. I'll talk to you later. WFU and KPP. Have a good day.
All right. Yeah, soon. If those sidecars come in tomorrow, maybe we'll arrange a sidecar record tomorrow or something. And
but everything went bad. I didn't hear a word of it. Nothing but snow. Talk to you later. I'm sure there'll be plenty of time during the day, next couple of days.
Oh, man. W8MU.
K8BB.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Quad chicken.
Just walked in the door, got some comfortable clothes on, and get myself a Kool-Aid, and I don't know. I was supposed to have a box full of sidecars sitting on my porch, but they're not here yet.
Oh. Well, I am canoeing my way home from Clinton Township. My mother is temporarily staying at the Henry Ford Hilton on my team. But she is improving, so that's good.
And
it's yucky out here. Well, I hope the sidecars show up, and maybe they're floating around outside.
Yeah, I'm confident they will. But, well, did something happen? When did Mom have to make the trip to 19 Mile?
Yeah, she was, with the situation she had a few weeks ago, they changed the medication, and I added a medication, and it's really not been a good fit, and it's taken some time to kind of come to the full realization of how much of a fit it isn't. Anyhow, we're over yesterday, tried to get her to the doctor, and we were not able to get her to the doctor, and made a for a pre-existing appointment, so we made a decision on the fly to call for help, and so we're getting help, so she's doing a little better.
Okie doke. Well, that's I guess where you needed to take her. So let them bring to bear their technology.
Yeah, it's it took a little finessing to get them to take her here or there. I just left rather than the closest paramedics really are. Protocol is if it's an emergency, you have to go to the closest emergency room, which is really not where we wanted to go for various reasons. So we were able to finesse the situation and negotiate a little bit and get them to bring her here, and which is where her records are, where her team is treating her, and so it turned out to be a good fit. It was the right decision to make, and we got to step in the right direction, so yay for all that. But anyway, a tense few days.
Yeah, I'll bet. Well, I'm up that way. That's not far from my work, so if you need anything, let me know. Although, I'm debatable about what I'm going to do tomorrow. I got to start fasting tonight at bedtime. My surgery's on Friday, so he said 24 hours. I got to start fasting 24 hours beforehand. So even if I do go in tomorrow, I'm going to be pretty hangry.
Oh yeah, hangry and caffeine headache and oh yeah, you'll be pleasant tomorrow. I'll say wait till Saturday. Yeah. Well, I hope everything goes well. Yeah, nothing needed. We found the Starbucks machine down in the lower level. Go there when the coffee shop closes at 2 o'clock or whatever stupid time they close. And so, yeah, I appreciate it, but we'll be okay. I don't think she may be there for a day or two. You know, my prediction is a couple of days. And then I don't know where she may go from there, but I have a feeling that they're not going to have a medical case to keep her much real long anyway.
Well, that's good. I know I'm not a big fan of the hospital. I just, not that specific hospital, just hospitals in general. I'm just not a big fan of hospitals, so the sooner home, the better. I'm sure she feels the same way.
Yeah, we kind of feel the same way. It's different if, you know, the doctor can admit the person right away. You know, like, all right, we got a room for you on the fourth floor, and we'll check you in and get you up there, and we'll see you. Given her position and the way Medicare works and all that, well, you can't do that. You know, you got to have an emergency, and you got to go into the ER, and then they got to, you know, assess the situation and decide if they can make a medical case to admit you. And if so, then they got to, you know, then they got to admit you, and it's a whole process. You just have to get the process every time, and it's, it's an interesting thing. When they came up here yesterday, and it was, oh my God, it was too. I overheard one of the ER techs was talking to another ER tech, and they were like, you know, sort of in hushed tones, and said, oh my God, ambulances just keep bringing people today. Is it ever going to stop? And, you know, they've got 50 rooms in the ER. There must have been 150 people, and there were beds everywhere. It was just a zoo. So, again, it's all right. Well, we got there about 2 o'clock, and finally they sent her upstairs at 10:30. So it's that 8 hours of frenetic energy to... Anyway, I could go on forever. Let's talk about more pleasant things. The grass is getting lush and green.
Yes, it is. So, well, my thing is pretty minor. I don't expect anything. I just a day off. I won't remember the morning at all. Kids picking me up, taking me in, so all good there. And so nothing serious like others. So, anywho, all right, I'm going to go get online here and see if I can figure out where the hell those, if there's a delay or something, try to figure that out. I don't know how I'm going to be... Friday, but if I go into work tomorrow, and if they come tonight and I go into work tomorrow, I'll probably have them all with me. And otherwise, Friday I'm off, and I hear once I get released, it's pretty much back to normal, so who knows, I might go playing Santa Claus. I don't know. We'll see how I feel. I might be still coming out of sedation. That's the thing, they got a twilight yet, so that's the only concern. So, get to enjoy that. But I'm going to get to some things around here and figure out what we may or may not be doing for dinner.
RR. Yeah, well, if you're out Santa Clausing, that's great. If not, that's fine. I'm assuming that the box, that the delivery is... sitting on a box that is stuck on the UPS truck that is spinning its wheels on the muddy country road on which you live. All right, we'll catch in a bit. I'm going to try not to cause an accident here. W8FU, K8DB.
All right, Don, I'll catch you in a little bit. You can go figure out what's going on here. And Dave needed somebody to light up the conference, so I just did that for him, see if his new sidecar is working. Coincidentally, his sidecar came in today, too. He ordered separately. So, all right, catch you later. W8FU. Papa Lima Lima Radio Check.
Test 1, 2, 3.